When it comes to stubborn belly fat, we're all searching for a miracle pill. Generally, you have to use multiple products that target belly fat differently to manage excess weight around the stomach. Some products may focus on abdominal exercises or dietary changes, while others might focus on boosting metabolism or controlling cravings. But believe it or not, I may have found a solution that removes the need for juggling through multiple weight management products. It's called Belly Trim, and it's more effective at targeting belly fat, enhancing metabolism, and promoting a toned midsection better than most weight management products I've seen typically found on store shelves. Tens of thousands of five-star reviews back up the notion that Belly Trim is not only a breakthrough in a bottle, but that it also removes the need for us to use countless diet pills and fat-burning supplements. But there's more. If you place your order for Belly Trim now, you'll also receive 51% off, free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, two free new ebooks titled Top 10 Foods That Burn Belly Fat and Top 10 Exercises to Reduce Belly Fat, a 60-day satisfaction guarantee, and last but not least, free shipping. Simply go to www.trimwithus.com. That's www.trimwithus.com to take advantage of this limited-time deal before they sell out. Once again, that's www.trimwithus.com. Order now. Violent crime across the U.S. has skyrocketed. Just recently, a politician was carjacked by three armed attackers outside his home in Washington, D.C. This comes several months after another politician was assaulted in the elevator of her building. Between mass shootings, kidnappings, burglaries, and carjackings, it's never been more vital to learn how to protect yourself. This is why tens of thousands are choosing the Fighter Flare flashlight. The Fighter Flare flashlight has awed people with a wonderful design and massive light output. On top of an ultra-bright 800-lumen light, it boasts powerful strobe lighting modes for self-defense, a glass-breaking hammer, a built-in power bank, solar-powered recharging, rope cutter, siren, and much more. Countless five-star reviews back up the notion that this flashlight is the latest and greatest in the EDC market. But there's more. If you place your order for the Fighter Flare flashlight now, you'll also receive 66% off, free express shipping, and last but not least, a 100% lifetime guaranteed replacement. Simply go to www.fighterflare.com to take advantage of this limited-time deal before they sell out. www.fighterflare.com. Order now.
Something wicked is coming this way, and only fools are ignoring the signs. So it's time you became a financial prepper like thousands of others. Gold can travel anywhere. It's international. It's its own currency. Allocate to gold now, the timeless safe haven asset. Open an IRA with Noble Gold Investments to physically hold coins and bars, and let real, tangible gold, not just paper, save your portfolio as the economy burns again. Right now, Noble Gold Investments offers a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA. Just use the promo code GOLD to claim your free coin and secure your family's financial future. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
RPN is not responsible for the views, actions, statements, or opinions of its guests, advertisers, or even its viewers. The information contained in this program is not to be construed as medical or legal advice. An appearance on this platform is not necessarily an endorsement, but as always, we encourage you to do your own research. Enjoy the show. Good afternoon, Patriots, and welcome back to another episode of Occam's Razor. Funny story, today is technically episode 1, season 4 of this program. We started this all the way back in 2020. 2020, 2021, 2022, and now starting off episode 254 in 2023. Obviously, we got to talk about this prime time red pill happening last night. I see people chatting about it, and they are suspicious about whether or not it's going to have an impact or whether or not people are going to take notice. I'll tell you one thing. Guys take hits all the time. The NFL doesn't normally cancel the game. This is also late in the season. I don't know a lot about football, but I know it's a pretty important time. Thomas knows. He'll tell us. But I think the most important story that no one is talking about is the firing of the U.S. Virgin Islands Attorney General Denise George. The Biden crime family has struck again. Do me a favor, please hit that plus sign if you're on Rumble. It helps us get on the Rumble boards. Hit the like button if you're on any other platform. The red pill if you're on Foxhole. Sit back, relax, and grab your popcorn because Thomas and I will be right back after this. All right, welcome back to the show. Thank you for being here, everyone. Appreciate you hanging out with us. Thomas, so good to see you, my friend. Welcome to Episode 1, Season 4 of Occam's Razor. Glad to start off the new year with you and my limited edition Vector 117 mug, one of three, a set of three that was sent to me by our Australian Patriot friend. Thomas, how was your Christmas? How was your new year?
Both really good. Still got a little wild on New Year's and lost the voices. Coming back now, drinking the chamomile tea with the honey. So, you know, that also brings me back. I'm doing about three cups a day. So that always helps, man. Those natural remedies really do the trick, my friend. But doing good, man. Stinks about this Buffalo Bills player. You know, sooner or later, we knew this was going to happen. And I know that's everyone is seeing that. I was looking at numbers of how many people watch Monday Night Football.
Oh, yeah.
It's about 22 million people saw that game last night per game, which is pretty nuts, man. So a lot of eyes on this, a lot of questioning, too.
Well, you know, here's the thing. Like I said, guys take hits all the time. All right. Sure. You know, even, you know, sometimes there are catastrophic injuries. But Thomas, in my adult life, I don't ever remember a game being canceled like this. I don't remember something like this happening. Now, yes, he was being resuscitated on the sidelines for like 9 minutes. And it's clear he wasn't breathing. Probably his pulse was very weak. And now it looks like he is probably in some type of induced coma. He's listed as critical condition. We actually do have a statement from his family. I was trying to pull it up from my buddy Matt Couch's website, but for some reason it wouldn't work. But essentially, you know, it's the standard family statement. On behalf of our family, we want to express our sincere gratitude for the love and support shown to DeMar during this challenging time. We are deeply moved by the prayers, kind words, and donations from fans around the country. They also want to acknowledge the people who helped him, first responders, healthcare professionals at the University of Cincinnati, and of course, they feel blessed to have the Bills organization in their corner. The only thing about this, Thomas, is that the Bills organization are the ones who forced DeMar to get vaccinated. I don't know for certain that he's vaccinated, but I know that the NFL has a 94% vaccination rate. And I don't know what they consider as being vaccinated. Is that the first shot? Is that after the second shot? Is that after your third or fourth booster? You know, either way, they are billing this as something called commotio carditis, which is essentially a hard hit to the chest, which makes your heart stop. Now, this generally happens in like baseball or softball. You've got a 94-mile-per-hour, 95-mile-per-hour ball coming straight at you, hits you in the sternum, boom, your heart stops dead. This is unusual for this to happen in football, isn't it? I mean, this is not something I've seen before. I see people kind of, you know, arguing about whether or not this is vax-related. Well, no, we don't have any hardcore, firm evidence to say that, yeah, 100%, this is vax-related. But I will tell you this. We know that the COVID-19 vaccines or the shots, the jabs, the clot shots, whatever you want to call them, they are known to cause damage to your heart. And with each successive vaccine, that damage is going to increase exponentially. And so if he had one shot, if he had two shots, if he had three or four shots, it stands to reason that his heart would have been weakened. His doctor posted he was boosted on December 26th. So if he took a booster, that means he's got at least two shots in him, if not three. And again, if not four. So I think it's pretty likely that this is directly related to this. Now, again, knowing the information that's out there, Thomas, we are not the only ones who are paying attention to this. Despite what the establishment says to the American people, they know about the dangers of this jab. They know what's happening to people. And when it happens, I don't think they're surprised. And I don't think the NFL was particularly surprised when it happened to DeMar. I think they've been waiting for this. And as soon as it happened, they knew that there was probably no coming back from it. And so they had to shut the game down because they knew exactly how serious it was. This is my thoughts on it, but I'd like to hear yours.
Okay, so first of all, when you talk about this type of illness that people have, you're right. It has a lot to do with baseball. I had a friend of mine who was running around third, coming home to steal the base. The hitter hits the ball, hits the kid in the chest. This is in third grade. Kid dies.
Oh, wow.
So a lot of kids during baseball when I was growing up did wear that protective plate, especially because their parents were afraid of that. They would have a plate under there. This guy did take a hit. I mean, he did. You could see the helmet come up into the chest cavity, then up under his chin. They take these hits all the time.
So the thing
that we have to look at is the percentage, and especially when it comes to Occam's razor, what would be the simplest form of why this would happen to him? The likelihood of this happening to him is 1 in 200 million that he takes a slightly hit. By the way, he has a chest protector. It's not just shoulder pads. It comes down. The likelihood of this happening leads me to believe that this possibly could be vax related. I don't know, but I mean, now we have a viewer saying that there was, you know, he's got his booster. Okay. I'm looking this morning. Everyone on Fox News is up in an uproar. They're bringing on cardiologists. They're bringing on everyone. Everyone. And you go on Twitter, there's a huge fight between people on Twitter, people in real life, whether you're on group text messages or on Facebook or something, everyone is pointing the finger. This is vax related. No, how do you dare you say that? This was a real injury. You know, this is where we're at. So many eyes are on this right now. And now it's in America. And we've seen so many people, whether it's basketball or just referees walk, you know, jogging up and down the court with the basketball players, just dropping dead. You know, they fall the exact same way. That same fallback. Like it's uncanny, man. Come on.
And for some reason, I can't get any of these videos on YouTube of the hit to play. Everything is not responding. That's so weird. But our stream is working just fine. Here we go. Let's see if they show it this time. Oh, it stops right before he goes down. Well, you know, my point that I wanted to show this is that it sure seemed like just like a normal tackle, okay? And to your point with the chest protector, that is going to spread out the impact of any impact that hits his chest. So, you know, I mean, if it was going a lot faster, if it was a far more intense hit, you know, you might be able to make an argument for it. But I really do feel that this is most likely vax-related. I will say this, you know, somebody posted in the Rumble chat earlier that fans have donated $4 million to his kids. I understand. I understand the sentiment, but the homeboy's a NFL player. I think his kids are probably going to be fine. Nothing's going to bring their dad back if he doesn't recover from this. But there is so many worthwhile causes out there. There are so many pressing issues that the United States has right now. And I think that this is indicative of our cult of celebrity that we have in America. I wish him the best. I pray, you know, that he makes it out of here, and I pray for his kids. You know, it's a sad thing. But this is not the last time we're going to see this happening, Thomas. That's really my ultimate point, is that we're going to continue to have events like this taking place. It's sad, and I can't wait for the Fauci files to be released, hopefully this week. Hopefully Elon Musk is going to be letting us back onto the platform here very soon, and once that happens, we can get down to business. All right, I want to next discuss it's to his charity. It's to his charity. I'm sorry. Somebody posted that they donated it to his children directly, and I was like, that's a little odd. Why are they donating it to his kids? Okay, if it's to his charity, that's fine. That's a totally different story. All right, but the biggest story of the last couple of days that I think kind of slipped through the cracks is the story about Denise George, the Attorney General of the Virgin Islands. So she was overseeing the prosecution of Sam Bankman-Fried. Sam Bankman-Fried, biggest donor to the Democrat Party, okay? Probably could bring down a lot of very powerful people. I'm sure that there were a number of individuals who were aware of the legal actions that he was taking. Certainly, they didn't care where the money was coming from. And nobody thought to look into the solvency of FTX. Certainly not Gary Gensler, the SEC guy who was friends with the Bankman-Frieds, probably having bar mitzvahs with them and dinners on Shabbat. But we have the prosecution of JP Morgan Chase also being overseen by Denise George. She filed charges against JP Morgan Chase for their participation in Jeffrey Epstein's child trafficking operation. For years, Jeffrey Epstein used Chase Bank as his main source of holding on to his money. That money was coming and going, and they never filed a suspicious activity report. They never said anything about it to anyone in charge. Only at the moment that Jeffrey Epstein gets arrested for child trafficking does JPMorgan Chase step up to the plate and say anything. That shows me that they were looking to cover their ass. At the 11th hour, they were like, what's the bare minimum we have to do to convince people that we are not involved in this? They are. So Denise George files charges. And then guess what? Joe Biden takes a trip for Christmas to the U.S. Virgin Islands. And then she gets fired. This is a Viktor Shokin situation all over again. Joe Biden shows up in Ukraine. Viktor Shokin gets fired. His son is no longer under investigation. Joe Biden shows up in the U.S. Virgin Islands. Denise George loses her job. And now there is no more investigation into Chase Bank. It's deleted from the United States Virgin Islands Department of Justice website. The last press release from them is now December 1st. And it's in regards to the settlement that she was able to come to between the people who were suing the estate of Jeffrey Epstein for millions of dollars because he trafficked them. And now it's been memory hold. This is probably just going to totally disappear. I guarantee you that the incoming AG is not going to pick up the baton on this one. Charges are just going to be quietly dismissed. And there was no reason given for her firing, Thomas. They didn't even bother to say, you know, Denise George wasn't doing a good job. Denise George was prosecuting too many bad guys. No, she was doing her job. She did exactly what she was supposed to do. She had the balls. She stood up against the authorities, and they took her down for it. I'm going to try to see if I can get Denise George on the record.
Oh, man, that would be fantastic. Yeah, I mean, to say that these people don't have power, they can make people just, you know, hey, you know, we'll do a little business with J.P. Morgan. We'll talk to J.P. Morgan, then they're gone. We'll talk to people. She's gone. This is what they do. They're very powerful people. The coincidence of him being down there in the Virgin Islands on Christmas, right there next to Epstein Island, and then she's just up, off, and she's gone. Okay. And I 100% agree with you, brother. This is 100% going to be swept under the rug. You will never hear about this again because the attorney general stepping in is probably somebody that they placed into a position of power. That's about as far as that. How far can you go with this? I talked about it yesterday. Blew my mind. Everybody was, you know, like, oh my God, this is crazy. Because everyone sees the coincidence. Well, there, you know, are no coincidences, but you can see how these people really do have power, and they do run in the same circles, and they protect each other's asses. That's what they do. What's the real epidemic? It's not sure it's not planned, or as sure as not COVID. It's 100% child sex trafficking, you know, satanic ritual abuse, whatever these people do. That's the big secret, man. That's the big secret. Does it ever get out? I don't know. We got to keep chipping away at it. That's all we can do.
So my mom over on Rumble says they said it was because she didn't run this by the governor first. Well, that's even worse. The governor does not run the Justice Department of the U.S. Virgin Islands. The attorney general is running the legal aspects of the U.S. Virgin Islands. She should not have to bring it before the governor of the Virgin Islands if she wants to file charges, especially when you take a look at the filing itself. Over more than a decade, J.P. Morgan clearly knew it was not complying with federal regulations in regard to Epstein-related accounts, as evidenced by its too little, too late efforts after Epstein was arrested on federal sex trafficking charges, and shortly after his death when J.P. Morgan belatedly complied with federal law. That's according to the complaint. Human trafficking was the principal business of the accounts Epstein maintained at J.P. Morgan. J.P. Morgan knowingly, negligently, unlawfully provided and pulled the levers through which recruiters and victims were paid and was indispensable to the operation and concealment of the Epstein trafficking enterprise. F the governor of the Virgin. He doesn't need to put a stamp of approval on going after a criminal organization like this.
That's a scapegoat. Yes. I think that's what we're looking at. That's the scapegoat. You know, that's their excuse for everything. Oh, she didn't run it past the governor. So whoopsie. It's basically like, how can we get her out of here? We got to get her out of here. And somebody said, you know, we'll throw something into the hat. And that's what it was. That's what they did. Scapegoat.
So, you know, I'm still waiting on stuff to come out about Ghislaine Maxwell. You know, kind of figuring that maybe they're just going to have that all swept under the rug. Nobody's going to care. Ghislaine Maxwell didn't kill herself. Denise George didn't kill herself. We'll have to see what happens. But, you know, that successful $105 million settlement that she was able to negotiate earlier this month gave $105 million to Epstein's victims, some of Epstein's victims. This was the actual sale price of the pedophile island. They sold it to somebody. I'm really interested to see who bought Epstein's island. Let me tell you that. Going to be doing some digging on that. Just haven't had a chance yet. But this was actually portion of the money. Let's see. Half. This is $105 million plus half of the price of the sale of that pedophile island. So the money looks like was sold for or the pedophile island, Little St. James, sold for $125 million back in March. So that's an extra $75 million going on top of that $105 settlement from the money that was already in Epstein's estate. Here is an article back from March when it went up onto the market. You can see the beautiful pictures of this horrific human trafficking show. It doesn't say who actually purchased it. Anybody out there have any information about Love from China to Love from China to Michi Me? Okay. Yeah, once I find out who bought this, we'll do some digging into that person. But just, you know, it's enough to boil your blood. Denise George was doing her job. She absolutely was doing her job, and there's no reason for her to. I mean, except for the fact that powerful donors are still in control of that area. There's no way that Epstein would have been able to operate in the U.S. Virgin Islands with such impunity for such a long time if there weren't people in the Virgin Islands government who were also aware of it. So it's happening. It's happening all over. All right. Next. The vote for speaker is going on right now. I know that Badlands has live coverage right now, so I appreciate you guys hanging out with us over here. You know, at the end of the day, we're going to find out what happened. I had heard that Lauren Boebert had put up Jim Jordan for speaker. I know Jim Jordan wasn't trying to run for speaker. He wants to continue to run the Judiciary Committee. I don't know if anybody has put forward Trump yet. I haven't been able to watch. I was getting prepared for this. But this is apparently the live feed going on right now. And you've got people coming up voting for different people. Here's the thing. If Kevin McCarthy cannot get enough votes, he will not be Speaker of the House, and they're going to be nominating somebody else overall. To me, it's fear porn to tell people that Nancy Pelosi or Liz Cheney would be elected as Speaker of the House. Liz Cheney's no longer in Congress, and I don't think anybody wants to welcome her back. Okay, as of today, she is no longer employed by the U.S. government. I don't think that Nancy Pelosi would have the votes even in a Republican-Democrat coalition. They're not going to be able to pull that together. 10 votes, GOP just lost Speaker. So you're saying, Chad, you're saying that because 10 people didn't vote for Kevin McCarthy that the GOP lost the speakership? No, they're going to vote again. They're going to have to find somebody who...
Second roll call.
Yeah. Yeah, Jeffries. It's going to continue to happen until they come to an agreement. Now, you know, I mean, there are people who think Kevin McCarthy's a good dude. You may be one of them, and that's fine with me. I don't care. We can have a disagreement on this, and we can be, you know, coming from different points of view. You know, I think that President Trump has done and said things that he needed to publicly, but it betrays what he truly feels inside. Now, I'm not in Trump's head, so I don't even know if that's true. I think that what we need in America is radical change. We need something very different from the status quo. And Kevin McCarthy, to me, represents the status quo. And if he doesn't have the support of the GOP in the House of Representatives, then somebody else needs to be Speaker of the House. We can't continue to just put a check mark next to the box because there's an R next to their name. That's not enough for me anymore. All right. No. I think we need to elect America First candidates. All right. And if there isn't an America First candidate running, then we need to put them up and we need to make sure that their name is on the ballot. That's what primaries are for. We need to work hard at this. I mean, this is something we deserve to be spending a lot of time on. Now, if Kevin McCarthy can't make it, as they're saying, as Chad's saying, 10 votes, if he didn't make it, then he's not going to be speaker. Somebody else is going to be speaker. Imagine if the Republicans in the House of Representatives, Thomas, made a coalition with the Democrats to elect Nancy Pelosi. What do you think the American people would do?
I don't know, man. I think all would be lost. You wouldn't get investigations. You wouldn't get any of the things that we were promised that were supposed to happen. I think that it would just be more of the same bullshit over and over and over again. It would be really disappointing. If Nancy Pelosi got in there, I would be heartbroken.
Oh, absolutely. I would be heartbroken. But my point is that America would be pissed. Okay. We've had a Nancy Pelosi speakership. We know what that brings. We know exactly what's going to happen if that happens again. It won't happen again. There's no way. They're going to find somebody among the GOP coalition that they can agree on. And I'm hoping that it's going to be somebody who chooses to do the right thing. Pelosi is dead. Somebody, Bill Wright says Pelosi is dead. I don't know. I don't know about that one. You know, I mean, she was walking around and stuff. I think maybe this is the argument about, you know, these people are clones or, you know, it doesn't matter to me. If that's the original person or not, doesn't matter because they're still operating under that person's name, doing things, you know, that person would be doing if they were there. So for all the faults and purposes, you know, I mean, it is the exact same. You know, same with Joe Biden. Even if Joe Biden's a clone, he's still pretending to be Joe Biden, pretending to run the country and doing a really bad job at it. The Dems don't want Nancy, Rumble Pilgrim says, and I agree with you. They know. Ah, fraud loose. Okay, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, man, I woke up pretty early this morning. I was anticipating what was going to happen today. See how Fox News was presenting it. They had Newt Gingrich on there, I believe, last night. The guy's an idiot. I mean, he's just such a rhino. And then they brought on Dan Crenshaw, another rhino, just garbage human beings. Ugh. And their whole scenario, their talking point is if McCarthy does not get in, you will have pure chaos within the House of Representatives. And, you know, good. I say good. I want chaos. And I'm looking at, you know, interviews with Marjorie Taylor Greene and Matt Gaetz, and a lot of people are heated. A lot of people pointing the finger. Yeah, I'll be honest with you. Marjorie Taylor Greene pointing the finger at Matt Gaetz, back at her. It looks so discombobulated. You're seeing a lot of people getting kickbacks of millions of dollars from McCarthy to put him in there. Our government is so effed up right now. It's unbelievable. But I kind of like it. I'm going to be honest with you, man.
You know, Kevin McCarthy was directly responsible for ensuring that J.R. Majewski did not win his seat.
100%. Okay?
So F Kevin McCarthy. That's my take on Kevin McCarthy. Kevin McCarthy will never have my confidence. All right. He betrayed us. There were so many America First candidates who, by all rights, should have won. And the NRCC chose to buy ad time against them or to not give them money. All right. So that's it for Kevin McCarthy. I'm done with him. You guys, before we take a break for the second half of the show, I have some thank yous that I need to talk about here. First of all, the good people at Flip City Magazine sent me a care package, including a brand new tinfoil hat, a Flip City tinfoil hat. We have a Christmas card. I don't know if I'm supposed to say the names of the people in this, so I'm just going to say to Zach Redpill 78 from your friends at Flip City Magazine, keep fighting and we will too. Merry Christmas. And they sent me three episodes of Flip City Magazine. Now, you know, I am a big fan of political satire. I think that there is a strong market for it, and we need it. That's why I was talking about the Babylon Bee and the Onion the other day. I love that stuff. You know, we have to be able to make jokes. If people can't make jokes, they're just too damn serious all the time, and they just get offended by everything. And that's the world we live in today. So let's get past it. Flip City Magazine, you guys can subscribe right now. They don't even sponsor the show. But I'm going to tell you, you can subscribe right now for $50 a year. You get, I believe, 7 editions of the magazine. They probably send you some free goodies as well. I also wanted to make sure I showed off my friend Christopher Butcher's, I guess this is his thesis right here. And he wrote it about the sudden deaths that were a result of COVID-19. I also got a series of books, and I believe that they are about the firmament, or maybe not. Maybe I have that incorrect. But anyways, I wanted to say thank you. We're going to go ahead and read these. The Lands of Mars, 178 Worlds Under the Great Dome, The Navigator Who Crossed the Ice Walls, Beyond Worlds Beyond Antarctica, and Terra Infinita, Extraterrestrial Worlds and Their Civilizations, The Story Told by the Woman Who Was Born in the Lands Beyond the Ice Walls. It's by an author called Nas Confundin. I think that is probably a nom de plume. I also wanted to say we got to watch this on the show on Badlands. Mike Boss and his wife, they made this film, A House Divided. They say at the top, a mega MAGA movie. This is a Donald Trump centric film for the family. Also, to the people at the official Popeye fan club, they heard me talk about Popeye one time on the show. I was a big fan of Popeye when I was a kid. And they added me to the list, and they send me stuff all the time. And I really appreciate you guys. I'm thank you so much for being out there still. Also, thank you very much to Lou, who sent me this book, Last Gift of the Magi, Lou A. Tartaglia, M.D., A Wondrous Imaginative Story of the Birth of Christ as Seen Through the Eyes of a Young Camel. Truly magnificent. Can't wait to read that as well. And then also from B. Bean. You know where you're at, B. Bean. Thank you very, very much to everyone. All right, you guys, we got to take a break for the second half of the show. We're going to be right back in just a moment. Okay. So apparently Kevin McCarthy gave a 90-minute speech earlier today telling people he had earned the right to be speaker. He wanted them to vote for him. And at that time, they predicted that 90% of the room was strongly behind him. Now, Representative Bob Good from Virginia is one of those people who's been out there speaking about the opportunity for them to put somebody up who isn't Kevin McCarthy. Now, whether or not that's Donald Trump, I don't know. Whether or not Donald Trump would even accept, I don't know. But I'm going back to my original statement. I think that we need a radical departure from the business as usual in Washington, D.C. Back in 2015, when Donald Trump announced that he was going to be running for president, that is exactly initially why I decided I wanted to support him. I said, I don't know if this guy can run the country, but the very fact that he is putting his hat in the ring and going up against somebody like Hillary Clinton, that shows that he cares about this country. And I started learning as much as I could about Donald Trump. And I knew immediately that he was going to be the choice. And he was, you know, I mean, he was the most successful president in modern history, in my opinion. Now, hold on. I want to pull up a couple of contemporaneous reports of what's going on with that speakership here. So the Gateway Pundit is reporting that we have 8 defectors. Obviously, if it's actually 10 at this point, then, you know, it's continuing on. Sounds like Kevin McCarthy is going to continue to try. So maybe there's going to be some negotiating, you know, but let's be honest, Thomas, Congress doesn't get much done anyways. You know, I mean, like, so if they have to spend a couple of days, if they got to spend a week figuring out who's going to be Speaker of the House, I mean, I'm OK with it. Like, let's do it. Yeah, right.
I mean, I feel like we should be like already adjusted to this when it comes to the elections and midterm elections, where we just wait and wait and wait. And then this happens. You know, I mean, if they have to take their time, exactly, they can. I do have something from D.C. Drano. They say Congresswoman Lauren Boebert just voted for Jim Jordan as speaker. They're still in the B's for roll call. And McCarthy already doesn't have enough votes. McCarthy is getting smoked. He already lost the first vote, and there are only a few dozen in out over 430. This looks really bad for him and the national stage, but we'll see what happens. So people are saying put Jim Jordan as a speaker. Kevin McCarthy is a rhino. Yeah, so that's where we're at. They're getting through the bees. That was about 20 minutes ago.
All right. So Matt Gaetz has apparently come up and voted. He said, if you want to drain the swamp, you cannot put the biggest alligator in charge of the exercise. I think he's absolutely right.
Very true.
Yeah. So, you know, well, what has Kevin McCarthy really done? Sure, he didn't support the January 6th committee, but he also, you know, was on the phone saying that he was going to tell Trump to resign. OK,
yes.
You know, I think Kevin McCarthy does one thing publicly and he does another thing privately. And I think that, you know, the reason he's been successful up until this point is because he played the game. He's a California Republican. Damn it. Yeah, Remember that.
Yeah.
Like Jim Jordan in the judiciary, too. I think that he needs to run the judiciary. But, you know, we'll see. We'll see. It's early.
Wasn't he backing McCarthy, though?
He might have been. He might have been. You know, this is all a power play. People forget about politics.
True.
You know, you got people making alliances, you know, and if that alliance crumbles, well, then they're going to make an alliance with somebody else. You know, I mean, like if they've got an agreement to support Kevin McCarthy and Kevin McCarthy loses it in the first 20 minutes, well, they're going on to their second pick at that point. You know, I mean, like, I'm sure these guys have been talking behind the scenes. They have been trying to determine exactly what they're going to do. And now that Kevin McCarthy is not going to be the one, well, go. All right. So I was watching something Lisa was showing me in 2021. Okay. So in 2020, deaths were up a little bit. Okay, which kind of betrays the idea that we had a pandemic, because that was the first year of COVID being on the scene. All right. And you would have thought that a lot of people were. Remember the stories, Thomas, about bodies like being, you know, pushed by excavators and stuff and nurses in New York crying? Bullshit. It didn't happen. It wasn't real. And if they saw something, maybe they saw a bunch of dummies in.
When it comes to stubborn belly fat, we're all searching for a miracle pill which may never exist. But believe it or not, I may have found the next best thing. It's called Belly Trim, and it's more effective at targeting belly fat, enhancing metabolism, and promoting a toned midsection better than most weight management products I've seen typically found on store shelves. Tens of thousands of five-star reviewers can't be wrong. Simply place your order now to get 51% off along with many other free bonuses before they sell out by going to www.trimwithus.com. That's www.trimwithus.com. www.trimwithus.com. Order now.
Violent crime across the U.S. has skyrocketed. Between mass shootings, homicides, kidnappings, burglaries, and carjacking, it's never been more vital to learn how to protect yourself. This is why tens of thousands are choosing the Fighter Flare flashlight. The Fighter Flare flashlight includes an ultra-bright 800 lumen light, powerful strobe lighting modes for self-defense, a glass-breaking hammer, a built-in power bank, solar-powered recharging, rope and wire cutter, siren, high and low LED lighting mode, and much more. Simply place your order now to get 66% off along with many other free bonuses before they sell out by going to www.fighterflare.com. Order now at www.fighterflare.com. FighterFlare.com.
A human catastrophe is closing in. Nobody knows how far this one is going to go. You can feel the heat as tension is rising globally. War is expensive. Open a Noble Gold Investments IRA today, and you can claim a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. Just use the promo code GOLD. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Body bags. In 2021... that increased dramatically. It was like a 163%, something crazy like that. And now, you know, as a result of that increase in deaths, as a result of what we saw last night, we have people in the scientific community finally asking questions that they need to, which is very, very important. We have now a Japanese team of doctors who are investigating that relationship between the COVID vaccine, the clot shot, and deaths. And they're speaking out against the vaccine. I remember initially, Thomas, when COVID first hit, and I think you and I might have talked about this. Somebody had put out a chart showing, you know, which segments of the population based on genetics were most heavily hit by the virus. And I would imagine the vaccine is going to do the same thing because it basically produces the original spike proteins in your body. But Asian people were hit the hardest.
Right.
Asian people were the ones who were really hit. So it makes sense that we've got Japanese doctors that are speaking out about it. Pretty certain that the island of Japan was heavily vaccinated in the same way that, New Zealand was.
It's like 94% or something like that. Mm-hmm. It was a ridiculous number.
Israel, too.
Right. Yeah. I don't know why that's funny. But did you see that? How is it pronounced? Rasmussen report. Did you look at that yesterday at all? That came out.
I didn't see it yesterday. I'm familiar with Rasmussen, but what did they put out?
Well, they were just talking about how that they. I think they interviewed 1,000 people. They put out a poll for 1,000 people, and It was like half, 49% of people, Democrats and Republicans, both believed, 49% both believed that they were people that were immediate family or friends were dying from the vaccine. Republicans and Democrats, 49% were saying this out of 1,000 people.
How's that for
That's
a red
huge.
Pill? That is huge.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly,
yeah.
Man.
So we are reaching that tipping point. Once we get past 50% of the population that accepts that vaccines are killing people or they are causing grave illness and injury, that's going to be a major, major tipping point. And I think that could possibly come out here very soon. Who knows what kind of damaging info we're going to see on Anthony Fauci. But every single day, as more people die, 18 defectors, they're saying, in the House of Representatives.
That's three huge. More than what was predicted.
Yes, that is actually huge. Okay, so the caucus is going to have somebody else in mind. We'll have to see what happens. And I don't even know if that's done yet, but here we go. It's continuing on. So just getting back to this article. So what is tipping off these Japanese doctors? They said that, first of all, when they were performing autopsies of vaccinated individuals, they found their bodies had temperatures of over 100 degrees Fahrenheit. They have a fever. When you get sick, Thomas, you have a fever. Now, average human body temperature is 98.6 degrees. You know, it can go like a couple of points either way. But that is unusual. The body temperatures were unusually high, such as 33 or 34 degrees, 91 to 93 degrees Fahrenheit. That's for a dead body, which means that it was hotter when they actually died. Normally, at that stage of the autopsy, the body temperature would be in the 20s in Celsius, so about 68 degrees Fahrenheit or lower. So the body continued to produce heat even after it was dead. That's very interesting, Thomas, because, you know, there's a lot of theories about nanotechnology, genetic manipulation, genetic changes that happen in your body. A normal human body, once it expires, it's going to behave in a very, very predictable way. They can track it because they've been tracking it for a long time. You know, the science of pathology is not new. Now, if you take a look at the data this Japanese doctor has put together, his research team, they found that there were significant changes to the genetic makeup of vaccinated patients' immune systems. Now, what do those changes mean? We already know about I can't remember the title for it. It's like VAED, vaccine autoimmune something. I can't remember it. It's on the tip of my tongue. But anyways, basically what it does, that vaccine goes into your body, the clot shot goes into your body, and it strips your body of all of your natural immune properties, and then it replaces it. So the only thing it does is produce those spike proteins. Somebody says zombie territory. I don't think you're far off. You know, who knows what those bodies are going to be doing?
Whoa. Okay.
Yeah. So the research leads these doctors to believe that the vaccine causes immune system abnormalities. Now, it promotes inflation. Inflation is what causes the increase in temperature. The cause of that high body temperature is from the inflation that is caused by those vaccines. Now, this is circumstantial right now. But this is something that needs to be investigated. And I think that, again, as time goes on, as more and more people begin to drop dead and, you know, more and more people are finding themselves injured from the vaccine, you know, 1 in 800 people who took the vaccine are vaccine injured. 1 in 800. That's staggering. You know, you look at other vaccines throughout history, the rotavirus vaccine. I think that one was like 1 in 10,000. The swine flu vaccine, that was like 1 in 100,000, and 1 in 800, and they're pushing it on people. Yes, vaccine immune deficiency syndrome, VAIDS, that is the far end of that immunocompromised scenario. But there's like stages to it. So it goes like VAED, and then finally it gets to VAIDS, vaccine induced AIDS. But the thing is, it doesn't even take that long. You know, I mean, like, I just, it's really sad. It's sad. It's shocking to see. And I wish that more people would open their eyes. I want to say one more time, I am interviewing a woman based upon a recommendation of someone who watches the show. named Jennifer Sharp. She created a documentary that you can watch for free on her website. It's called Anecdotals. I would highly recommend seeing it. Thomas, if you want to talk to her too, I'll get you guys in touch. And cool. She was pro-vax. Everybody in the movie was pro-vax. They took the vax. They were injured. And each of them has a different story. You know, the way that it behaves in the body, Thomas, leads me to believe even more that there are a variety of different cocktails that are out there. Because, you know, there's not like a single set of symptoms. It's like such a broad set of symptoms.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, we're out here worrying, and I don't want to be the doom and gloom guy, but it's just kind of like we're seeing these athletes fall out. We're seeing our friends and family, you know, they're injured from this. You know, what's it going to be like in 3 to 5 years? I don't know. That mentality always sticks with me. It scares the crap out of me. My girlfriend's vaccinated. She's got the first two. She's like, yeah, no dice on the boosters, none of that stuff. She was unaware. She doesn't know anything about this movement or anything. She's just she's in her own lane. Can't blame her. That happened to a lot of people out there. But when you think about these people that are getting hurt all the time, it's terrifying to even think about. So these people were vaccinated. They were injured. And now they're coming. I think we're going to see so many people talk about this that we're actually like this documentary you're talking about. That's going to be absolutely huge because it crosses the threshold to the other side. Hey, you know, I was pro-vaccine. I was trying to be fine with everything. Now look at me. There needs to be more. We're going to see more of these documentaries, man. That's awesome that you're getting her on. Mm-hmm. That would be a must-see TV right there.
So I have some new information about the DeMar, what's his last name? Hamlin, DeMar Hamlin.
Yeah.
Gateway Pundit is reporting that that Fed operatives move into place at Cincinnati Hospital. Apparently, the press is
outpost.
So have you guys ever heard of an NFL player being injured and for representatives of the federal government to move in and surround him so that the press can't get near him?
Cover story. Cover
absolutely,
job.
Absolutely. They are trying to cover this up with every fiber of their being. They know exactly what happened to this guy and exactly why he was injured. Mario Knoffel says that a number of news outlets at the scene tripled in the past 2 hours, and the reporters here are getting pissed about the lack of updates. One of the local reporters just threw her script on the ground and said, F this shit. Nobody has ever died on field in the last 51 years, Thomas. So this is an extremely rare thing to happen. Very interesting stuff. I think that's way, way, way more interesting knowing that the feds have moved in to protect this guy.
I can read really quick what was going on. It says, as previously reported by Nick Soder, who is still at the hospital covering the story, the U.S. government has set up outposts near the UC Medical Center where DeMar Hamlin is currently in critical condition. The Fed got startled and brought in additional resources because Joe Biden is coming in on Wednesday and they didn't want trouble if Hamlin were to die under mysterious circumstances. I personally followed several of these vehicles to one of the locations before being forced away. More updates from Nick. Live from UC Medical Center, number of news outlets at the scene tripled in the past 2 hours. The reporters are getting pissed about the lack of updates. Nuts, bro.
Absolutely. Honey, did I say inflation instead of inflammation? If I did, obviously I misspoke. And Chad, excuse me, Sparky my Bick. Yes, any vote for anyone other than Kevin McCarthy was a vote against Kevin McCarthy. All right. Now, I mentioned earlier in the program, Liz Cheney. No longer employed by the U.S. government. But don't feel bad for her. Don't feel bad for Liz Cheney because her net worth increased by $36 million during 6.5 years in Congress.
How much do they make a year? Somebody tell me, like, how much does a congressman make a year?
I don't know.
$150,000?
Yeah, maybe $150,000 a year. I mean, it's not.
It's a funny business, Zach. Don't even go there, dude.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. $174,000.
$176 million.
She came into office in January of 2017, and at that point she was worth $7 million, and now she's worth an estimated $44 million.
Wow. Of course, the good math adds up. I don't know where you're going with this. The math adds up to me. Makes complete sense.
Yeah, totally nothing to see here. Absolutely nothing to see. Good for you, Liz Cheney. You sold out America.
It's just a circular money feed over and over. They just stay in these positions of power and get those kickbacks and sell out America over and over and over. Thus, me going back to my statement, you want chaos? That's fine. That's fine. I hope there is chaos because I'm sick of these people being in office and the pointing of the fingers, the maddening of it. You know, let's go. That's fine. Let's put somebody in there. You know, when it comes to like when Newt Gingrich and I was talking about earlier and you see Dan Crenshaw, they're very upset about these MAGA Republicans coming in there. They don't like this shit, man. It frightens them because their whole system of Liz Cheney, you know, case in point, getting all this money. I don't think they're going to be getting as much money if you break up that system that they have, man. They don't want these people in there, Zach.
Yes. So it says nothing about her husband's personal wealth. You know, this is just money that's associated with Liz Cheney. Don't forget, Liz Cheney's husband is a chump for China. You know, I mean, like he's doing his own business in the background. Gump says, you guys are conspiracy theorists. These people made their money legit.
That's right.
Totally legit. Totally legit. That's right. All right. So
they're good people.
Yeah, Liz Cheney's, she's 100%. She loves America. Absolutely.
A gentleman and a scholar.
She just wants to save America from Donald Trump because Donald Trump apparently was the worst person ever in the history of humankind. Now, you had mentioned, Thomas, something about Damar Hamlin's doctor tweeting out that he was boosted. Didn't you say that? Or did I
read
that?
That was somebody in the chat.
Okay, somebody in the chat. Okay. So this guy's name apparently was Dr. Benjamin Eidelman. Now, we actually don't know if this is like a legit account, but this guy apparently is a big supporter of Israel, big supporter of Joe Biden. He said, I recently administered Damar Hamlin's COVID booster on 12/26, and as a medical professional, I can assure the public he passed all screenings with flying colors. I am in contact with the U.S. UCMC staff and will provide any assistance to them. He is a vaccine pusher. That's definitely on his account. His Twitter account is there, but he deleted that tweet. He definitely has been pushing out stuff from Joe Biden and the White House. He's pushing out articles about vaccine safety. He's also talking about Trump's tax returns and retweeting the Lincoln Project. And he's not a proponent of free speech. So I think that we'll have to see whether or not this guy is real. But I don't know. I'm not surprised. If Damar is vaxxed and boosted, it's not going to be any big surprise for me. Oh, these people, Thomas. It's frustrating. It's frustrating.
You were talking about how like the Bills GM, the owner of Buffalo Bills, they would cut you if you weren't vaccinated. Mm-hmm. Then also the fans. If I know that's the majority of all NFL stadiums, they had to show proof of vax to actually watch the games at the beginning. So these people were like full on, listen, get the vax. You're not watching the games. Get the vax. You're not going to play. He does have teammates that were coming out that were like the stance of an Aaron Rodgers, you know, that are not vaxxed, talking about Hamlin. So I have not yet watched that. I do have that pulled up for my show. Cole Beasley is his name. You know, they're going to grill him. They're going to grill a lot of people, but you know, dude, I mean, this is what they do. This is depopulation.
Yeah.
How else are you going to look at this? Come on. Can we just think logically? What else is this?
That's exactly what it is. It is. It's part of their depopulation agenda. You know, the ones they don't kill, they're going to make sick. And once you're sick, you're dependent upon the pharmaceutical industrial complex. Once you get sick, you're going to have to put all of your money in just keeping yourself alive. Quality of life is what they call it. But, you know, I don't consider being a slave to medications that provide all hosts of other side effects as something close to quality of life. Did you also see this, Thomas? We actually have a sudden death of another NFL player. This guy's name is Uche Nwanre. Yeah. Nwanre, he played for the Jaguars and he retired back in 2014. He was interesting. because he called for the unvaccinated to be jailed. Typical leftist moron. He was found dead at home, 38 years old. And they're saying that he might have died from an enlarged heart with sudden heart failure. That's from the coroner's report. Wow, totally normal. Once again, absolutely nothing to see here.
Always with the heart. It's always the heart. Oh. He didn't die of, you know, cocaine overdose or, you know, gangbanging or whatever. I mean, it's always cardiac related. Mm-hmm. Open your eyes, everybody, and understand this is what's going on. And this is going to be the first of many, just like Zach said. You know, everyone's like, oh, shit, this is happening to an NFL player. By the way, I believe they're the number one seed in the NFL, NFC division. So a lot of eyes on there, a lot of people watching the Buffalo Bills. They have one of the strongest fan bases, too, by the way. And I'm letting you guys know that this is going to happen more and more, and people are going to start really kind of, you know, connecting the dots, man. They're going to connect the dots in the end, and it's going to be a sick, sad situation because it's so many people. What was it, like 79% of Americans have gotten the vax? Now, do you trust polls? I don't know.
That's what it said in the
Rasmussen or whatever. They said that.
So Mill writes,
that's a lot of people, bro.
Mill writes says 50% of college athletes now have heart conditions.
I'd like to see the report on that.
I'd like to see the data on that too. You guys, we're getting close to the end of the show. We've only got a couple of thank yous over here on the Foxhole. So let me say thanks to Luann V, who says happy 2023 RP and friends. Let's have a blessed year. She also said episode 254. Congrats. And Harley Quinn donated a cookie. So thank you very much for that. I really appreciate it. I also had a couple of thank yous from the last several days I need to say thank you for as well. On Lisa's Cash App, Mitzi, thank you so much, Mitzi. I appreciate that. Also, Kelly, I am still working on getting Dave Jose on the show. Also, Rise Attire for the merch. Thank you very much for that. And then also over on Buy Me a Coffee, TagPat49VCR bought me a coffee. Thank you. S18 in Texas Lady said, thank you, Zach, for everything you put out. Great guest and information tonight. That was from Saturday, I believe. And then Lou Envy said, Merry Christmas, Zach and family. And wishing you and Lisa a wonderful Christmas in Florida. So thank you very much. But I want to end the show by talking about George Santos. Are you familiar with George Santos at all, Thomas?
No.
All right. Well, George Santos is a brand new Republican House GOP member sworn in today. He flipped a Democrat seat in New York, and he did it by campaigning as a gay, Jewish, financial whiz. And he said a lot of different things. Durfman MTL says, don't forget to hit the plus sign, folks. Yeah, please, you guys, we've got over 3,200 people here, 255 rumbles. I would so appreciate it if you hit that rumble button. I need you to do that if we're going to make the leaderboard, if we're going to get the show in front of more people's eyes, if we're going to help to spread the truth. It costs absolutely nothing. And all you got to do is just go to the stream. You just hit the plus sign right underneath the video that you're watching. But George Santos, he lied about his resume. He made up a bunch of jobs that he never had. Again, he said he was gay. I'm pretty sure he's not gay. He said he was Jewish. And he actually said he was a proud Jew, a proud practicing Jew that had been to Israel many times. I think he's Brazilian, really. But he, in a statement afterwards, once this was all, you know, kind of exposed, he said, I never told people I was Jewish. I said, I'm Jew-ish. Like, he's got a little bit of Jew in him. Neither here nor there. The point is that I am nervous about this guy. I'm glad that we have a Republican in the seat that was formerly held by a Democrat. But at what cost? What kind of guy is this? What kind of guy is this? He's also now got charges against him from Brazilian prosecutors. This is from 2008. When he was 19 years old, he stole a checkbook from someone down in Brazil, and he made $700 in purchases. And today he's being sworn into Congress. The GOP is pissed, okay? You know, and let me go back to the fact that J.R. Majewski lost his race.
That was bad to say.
And George Santos gets in. J.R. Majewski, who was just the most honest, forthright, patriotic candidate we had. And George Santos gets elected to New York's 3rd Congressional District. Good for you, George, for flipping it. It shows that the people of New York are you know, on the edge of waning from Republican policies. But, you know, this is not the kind of thing you do. You know, I mean, like, this is like, what about who's the guy from, I think it was from Oregon, who lied about being a Vietnam vet? Like, what a piece of shit. You know, I mean, like, how many times? How many times?
Can't think of that guy. Yeah, yeah.
Dick Blumenthal. Blumenthal.
And then they say to J.R. Majewski that he's a stolen valor. Get the hell out of my face.
Oh, he's got the medals. Okay. He was in the Air Force. What do you do in the Air Force? You're flying on planes all over the place. Right. You know, I mean, like, it's ridiculous. You know, I mean, it's character assassination. And Kevin McCarthy is chatting with Jim Jordan, who garnered several votes for speaker in the first round. The second round of voting begins shortly. The process is you go right into the next ballot. So they're going to go directly into this next ballot. Kevin McCarthy is done in the first round. But, you know, so we got George Santos, Dick Blumenthal, Elizabeth Warren, Joe Biden. All right. So my question here really is anybody truly surprised that we have a liar? You know, I mean, this is what I'm talking about. When we've got we need to vet these people. We need to vet these people, you know. But I mean, I got to be honest, Thomas, you know, you somebody is running for Congress and they're saying stuff like this. I mean, you just think, like, no way they would lie. No way they would lie about it. I mean, this is just too brazen.
Because I think that a lot of people think that they're above the law, and a lot of people do get away with this shit, dude. I think they see their cohorts doing this and they'll do the same. You know, no one's held accountable anymore.
Hey, it looks like it is Durfman's birthday. Happy birthday, buddy.
What's up, man?
Thanks for hanging out with us, and happy 2023. Glad to have you here. All right. So, you know, people are asking him to resign. I don't think he's going to resign. I mean, I think that he knew exactly what he was doing when he waltzed in and lied about who he was. Oh, God. At least we flipped a seat, right, guys? Let's see how he votes. We'll have to see. I'd be interested to know who he voted for House Speaker. Alive and Thriving says, intuition speaks through an active, open heart-mind connection. In my opinion, jabbed equals no intuition and or no listening to it. I agree. Cardiac arrest equals no coincidence. Karmic repercussions. Namaste, Tom and Zach. I think you're absolutely right. You know, each action has an equal and opposite reaction. And that's one of the reasons why I carry myself in the way that I do, because whether it's now or it's sometime in the future, your actions are going to come back to haunt you, or they're going to come back to reward you. It's up to you on which is going to be. So thank you very much for hanging out with us today, guys. I do appreciate it. True Grit says, RP, have you ever been able to make contact with Christopher Fulton, JFK Death Info? Yes, I spoke with his publisher, Trinday, and they actually sent me a copy of the book, and we were supposed to reconnect after the first of the year. So thank you for reminding me. I will send another email to them, and we'll get him booked. I'm trying to get him booked here in the month of January. And then Sparky My Bick said, thank you, Zach and Thomas. Much love for all you guys' hard work. Absolutely. I appreciate it. Thank you for being here with us. I will be back later today for another episode of Red Pill News, and then tomorrow you can catch me and RPN, and then Wednesday night at 9 p.m. with Brad on Altered State. And we'll announce what we're going to be speaking about tomorrow. Thomas, what do you got coming up? You got your show later on today.
Yeah, 4 p.m., guys. Coming back with us is Ivan Raiklin. He's going to come on and discuss what in the hell has been taking place today. So it's going to be a good show. I like his tone. He's very, you know, strong into this, so and very informative. So make sure you tune in, 4 p.m., rumble.com/TrueReporting. Thank you, Zach, as always. Good to start off a new season with you, my man.
Absolutely. So glad to be here. You guys, do me a favor. 394 Rumbles. Hit that Rumble on your way out the door. It
do
is
it.
Absolutely free. It's the best way you can support the show, because you're going to help me get in front of new people. Until tonight, on another episode of Red Pill News, good luck, everyone, and God bless. We'll see you then.
crime across the U.S. has skyrocketed. Just recently, a politician was carjacked by three armed attackers outside his home in Washington, D.C. This comes several months after another politician was assaulted in the elevator of her building. Between mass shootings, kidnappings, burglaries, and carjackings, it's never been more vital to learn how to protect yourself. This is why tens of thousands are choosing the Fighter Flare flashlight. The Fighter Flare flashlight has awed people with a wonderful design and massive light output. On top of an ultra-bright 800-lumen light, it boasts powerful strobe lighting modes for self-defense, a glass-breaking hammer, a built-in power bank, solar-powered recharging, rope cutter, siren, and much more. Countless five-star reviews back up the notion that this flashlight is the latest and greatest in the EDC market. But there's more. If you place your order for the Fighter Flare flashlight now, you'll also receive 66% off, free express shipping, and last but not least, a 100% lifetime guaranteed replacement. Simply go to www.fighterflare.com to take advantage of this limited-time deal before they sell out. www.fighterflare.com. Order now.